Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Rosalind Glickman is our guest. She's an outstanding resource for us. Dr. Glickman is a consultant to companies all over the world. She's once recognized as Australia's most successful woman entrepreneur. She was voted Woman of the Year for the National Business Women's Week in Hollywood, California. She's the author of an outstanding book I'm holding in my hand. It's become one of my favorite, Optimal Thinking, How to Be Your Best Self. Rosalind, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
It's a pleasure for you to have you on the show, because I always get excited thinking about you being here, and I'm always excited when you have been here, because you optimize my thinking. One of the things that I want to do today, in case there's somebody listening who hasn't heard you say this before, I want you to tell us what optimal thinking is, and then what I want you to do is talk to us about what you've got on your mind today, which is the emotional part of small business. But first, tell us what optimal thinking is.
Well, optimal thinking is the thinking we all use when our best self takes charge and we're giving life our best shot. It's the thinking we use when we say, what's the most constructive use of my time right now? How can I make the most of this situation? What are my options and what's the best solution? It's that peak form of thinking that we need to optimize a situation so that we can put it to rest. When we choose the best, we can then put it to rest. It's something that's within our control. It's the thinking that we can use that's within our control that can make us that is the key to being our best self.
Well, first we have to be conscious of needing to do that, don't we? I mean, first we have to be aware that we need to do that. Then we have to be aware that we can actually affect the way we think.
Oh, right.
We have to believe that, don't we?
Right, and the truth is that thinking is within our control. At any given moment, we can stop and ask, well, what's the most constructive thing I can do right now? That's totally within our control. We just have to become mindful, make up our minds that we're going to create our life the way we want it to be, and our businesses the way we want them to be, by focusing and optimizing on what's within our control. And thinking is within our control, and thought is creative. So if you're going to think, why not think optimally and make the most of it?
Isn't it amazing, though, how many people just never get there? They just wander around reacting to the world 100%. I mean, it amazes me when I see people who are making the same mistakes at 50 as they were making at 25, and it's because their 100% reaction to the world. Whatever the world gives them, they react to it, and never realizing that, you know what, let me think about this for a minute, and I might be able to avoid this next time.
Right. Well, that's the gap between your reaction and your response, and that's a decision. That's a decision. You know, you can react. I mean, all of us react. I mean, if you come in and tell me that I've lost my best customer, or you, anyone out there had lost their best customer, or something their service had not been as good as they would like it to have been when they delivered it, you might not have a happy reaction. But the gap between that and how you respond is your opportunity to make your optimal choice. And then you can stop and say, well, okay, here is my reaction. Now, what's the best thing I can do under the circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where optimal thinking comes in. And if you just ask yourself that question, what's the best thing I can do under the circumstance, or you ask your employees, what's the best thing you can do under the circumstances, just imagine how much more inspired you and your employees will be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but it's still, you know, the thing that you talk about is optimal thinking, which is taking our thinking to the next level.
Right.
When there are a lot of people out there who just need to start thinking. And when I say thinking, I don't mean that you need to start being sentient, because I know that you do think. But the question is, do you think about how you can affect change in your life? Whatever is facing you right now, you can decide to change it.
Right.
Once you make that decision, once you decide to change it, then you can work on what we're talking about now with Rosalind Glickman, and that's optimizing that thinking. We're going to take you to the next level. We're going to do that right after these messages. We're going to talk about emotions and what part they play in all this. 20 till. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Let me tell you about our show coming up in an hour straight ahead. Dr. Tom Connellan is going to join us, and he's the author of Bringing Out the Best in Others, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to give us some keys to make sure that we bring out the best in others, and then after that, Pierce and Jane Howard are going to join us, and they're the personality experts. They're going to make sure that we are putting our personalities to work the right way and making sure that we get the most out of everybody by making sure that we put square pegs in square holes and round pegs in round holes, not the other way around. They help us to do that. Rosalind Glickman is our guest right now. We're talking to her about optimal thinking, especially the emotional part of being a small business owner and being an optimal thinker. What part does emotions play?
Well, emotions are physical sensations within our bodies, and they are invaluable allies, because they serve as our inner compass. They tell us whether our thoughts and our actions are in harmony with our core self, and they tell us whether what we're doing is good for us or not. And sometimes they guide us with a whisper, but if you don't listen to them, they'll increase their volume until you're forced to pay attention. And painful feelings alert you that your thinking or actions are just not good for you, so that you can make changes in alignment with what is most appropriate, your highest calling. And your passion, which is essential if you want to be successful in any business, indicates what has meaning or importance for you and provides the motivation that propels you to accomplish your goals.
One of the things that I've thought about this over the years, Rosalind, and I've decided that you get emotions from your head and from your heart and from your gut. And I've decided that wisdom is knowing which one to listen to.
Right. Wisdom is the pursuit of the best ends by the best means as well.
Mm-hmm.
But wisdom, I think you have to listen to all of them. And I agree with you, Jim.
But sometimes, but you know, you
and
said
you have to ask if they're in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart and your mind are in conflict, then that is a signal to ask for more information.
Slow down. You know, you said something a minute ago that you talked about an emotion being a good thing. Sometimes it's a good thing, but sometimes if you respond improperly, it's a bad thing, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's the difference between the reaction and the response that we talked about. If you, if someone betrays you and you feel really angry, and then your response to anger is to be anger is a blaming emotion, although it's a wonderful emotion because it basically sets a boundary for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually says, don't do this anymore. How we express anger is what's most important. And if you express it in a destructive way, with a knee-jerk reaction, that isn't usually going to be in your best interest. The best question to ask is, what's in my best interest right now? if you go with that question, I mean, I've got hundreds and hundreds of questions in the book that you can ask. But then it comes down to what suits your personality. But if you ask yourself, what's in my best interest when something like that, when you're feeling angry, you'll come up with the best response. And you still may feel angry. There's nothing wrong with the anger. It's the most intelligent response to that anger that counts.
Mm-hmm. Optimal thinking really does help you sort your emotions out. It does help you if you can apply the optimal thinking fundamentals. You really can deal with the emotions better. Do you think that this is more important for men or for women, or do you think it matters?
I don't think it matters, because I think that men sometimes ignore their emotions and suppress their emotions.
But that's a reaction, isn't it?
Yes, that's a reaction
to emotion.
Yes, and that's because of the culture, the way that the boys are brought up when they're little boys playing at school, and they're just that, whereas women are taught to talk about their emotions.
But are you really taught to talk about it, or does it come natural? It pretty much comes natural, doesn't it?
You know, I'm really not so sure about that, Jim, so I'm not going to make a comment. But I would...
I'm trying to get you riled up here a little bit, Rosalie.
Right. You know, it's hard to get me riled up at 5:48 in the morning. I just enjoy being my best self. What I would say is it doesn't matter whether you're suppressing emotions with alcohol and drugs or just tuning out, or whether you're dealing with them at the time by talking about them. It really doesn't matter. What's most important is that you deal with them quickly as possible, because if you don't, they don't go away. What happens is they build up and then they come out as an inappropriate explosion.
The main thing to me, regardless of how you react to an emotion, the main thing is that you identify the fact that you are reacting and make sure that that reaction isn't getting you in trouble. As you said earlier, what's in my best interest right now? Is it in my best interest to yell, or is it in my best interest to be quiet? Is it my best interest to be poker-faced, or is it my best interest to cry? And we have to decide that for ourselves. Tim Till, right back with our good friend Rosalind Glickman. She's the author of Optimal Thinking, available wherever books are sold.
Band is blowing Dixie, double ball time.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out, and don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. Dr. Rosalind Glickman is our guest. She's the author of Optimal Thinking. We've been talking about optimizing your thinking, and this lady doesn't only write about it and talk about it. She lives this, because she's this way all the time, folks. When I call her on the phone, she's always optimal. Rosalind, what about anger? Sometimes things happen in our small businesses that make us angry.
Sure.
How do we deal with that?
Well, anger occurs when we take offense at being hurt or when we experience loss. And they also arise when we feel helpless or threatened, deprived or unfairly treated. And it's a physiological sensation created by the production of adrenaline in the body. And it's a protective mechanism as well. It prepares your body to fight against attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we experience it in different ways. We can feel frustrated, irritable, annoyed, resentful, hate, or even rage. And we may choose to react with anger rather than to feel hurt, because we perceive hurt as a sign of vulnerability. It's a shield. It keeps people at a distance and enables us to conceal our vulnerability. And it really is a shield against our underlying fear. But what it does is it informs us about unwelcome violations of our inner sanctum. And we can minimize our vulnerability to emotional trespasses by creating boundaries that optimize our safety and our personal power. And what it does is it, anger will actually define the limits. And what we can do is start with questions like, what am I thinking or doing to create this anger? Take some responsibility. What am I afraid of?
Well, of course, your first response might be, I didn't do anything, it's his fault.
Right, but remember that your reaction is within your control, right? Mm-hmm. Your response is within your control.
Right.
So what am I thinking and doing to create this anger? Once you've felt the anger and you keep feeling the anger, you are thinking or doing something to create that. Otherwise, you could start now to take responsibility that your reaction is your responsibility. What someone else does to you is up to them, but how you react is your business.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I thinking or doing to create this anger? What am I afraid of? How have I been hurt? Why do I feel wounded? What was the injury intentional? That's a terrific question.
That's a good one. One of the things that I try to do as much as I can is once something has happened to make me angry, it's probably, especially if it's someone who has done this, then my first thought is I try to first think, okay, well, the damage is done. And then I try to say, okay, as you said, was it something that they did intentionally? And if I determine that it is, then I start making value judgments about that person who made me angry. I start saying things like, you know what, I don't think I want to do business with that person anymore.
Right. If someone is untrustworthy,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, first time shame on them, second time shame on you.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But, so, you know, sometimes you want to go back and talk about it with the person to see whether it was intentional or, you know, and really verify that. And then it's within your life is and your business is within your control. And that's the beauty of optimal thinking. Optimal thinking enables you to navigate the best path towards your most important goal.
Mm-hmm.
And to optimize your emotions. In the book, I give you a roadmap for all the disturbing emotions, all the specific questions that you can ask yourself to be your own best therapist to resolve all your emotions so that you can completely best resolve and best handle them.
Well, one thing, folks, that to think about is if you're thinking, well, I don't know if I need to be, you know, I need to be concerned about this. Are all your plans working out fine? Are you being as successful as you want to be? Are people reacting to you in all ways the way that you want them to react? If they're not, if you can answer no to any of those, or even maybe somewhat to any of those, then probably you need to fine-tune your thinking. You need to optimize your thinking, and that's the reason why I like to have Rosaline on the show. That's the reason why I recommend her newsletter to you. Go ahead, Rosaline, give us the website where they can do
that. Oh, the website is optimalthinking.com, and we have a free newsletter. And where you can learn 5 optimal questions each week. You can
and those are all
yourself.
Free there at optimalthinking.com. Don't forget her book, too, by the same name, wherever books are sold. Rosaline, thank you for being here.
It's always a joy. And good. Congratulations, Jim, on becoming the in the top 100 top talk
Thanks.
Show host in the nation.
Thanks, Rosaline. See you later, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.